Think of the oldest building you've ever experienced. I remember when I first sat down in Italy for language school. It was a small town called Urbania. Although it was a small town, it still had what was known as a co-cathedral, paired with the larger cathedral in the big city nearby. Because I wanted to visit the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament before doing anything else in this town, I went straight to that small cathedral. I'll never forget my first feel of real antiquity. The cathedral had been built over 1,000 years ago. Here in the United States, we're amazed at structures that have been around for 100 years. Cross the ocean and you see structures that have been in existence for over 1,500 years or more. You'll find ruins of structures that might be thousands of years old. So I sat in that cathedral in Urbania, communing with our Lord, and also soaking in my first real experience of architectural antiquity. Here in Paulding County, we don't have such ancient buildings, but we certainly have some ancient traditions, particularly in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Did you hear everything in the readings today that underlies our Mass? The story of Ezra reading the law, known by the Jews as the Torah, and Jesus reading from Isaiah in the synagogue. The Ezra story is from 2,500 years ago. The Torah is the first five books of our Old Testament. Then Jesus in the synagogue is an event from 2,000 years ago. So in the Mass nowadays, we read from Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the Torah, as part of our three-year cycle of readings. In the synagogue of Jesus' day, there was also a three-year cycle of readings through the Torah and a schedule of readings for the prophets. In Ezra's day, and in Jesus, they would certainly read some psalms as well to praise the Lord, just as we have our responsorial psalm today in the Mass. And the people all stood for the reading of the Torah by Ezra, just as we stand for the reading of the Gospels. Again, in our Gospel today, Jesus is reading from the prophets. By Jesus' day, there was a cycle of readings that included the prophets as well as the Torah. And as you can see from the story of Ezra and the Gospel with Jesus today, there's an explanation given about the readings to help people understand, just as in our day, we give a homily to help people understand the readings and apply them to their lives. By the way, when it says Jesus sits down after reading in the synagogue, it's not because he's finished, it's because he's just beginning. In the synagogue, the presbyter reading gave his teaching, his preaching, seated in a chair. You see this often with our bishop in the cathedral, giving his homily from the chair. The point is that all of this is just what we are doing today. The Church didn't simply make up the structure of our Mass back in the 1960s. It has literally developed from the way God led the Israelites to worship way back in time, thousands of years ago. The cycle of readings with something from the Torah, something from the prophets, something from the Psalms, something from the Gospel. We're encountering an ancient liturgy here today, something God's people started to do literally thousands of years ago. When we step into the Mass, we are stepping into a ritual that allows us to receive God's Word and His presence among us, and allows us to respond back to Him. And it's a ritual of encounter that in one way or another finds its roots way back at the very Old Testament moment God first started creating a special people who would be His own in order to become an instrument reaching out to the whole world. Here's more evidence of the parallels for us. Look at the people involved and the postures. Ezra is a priest who is an expert in God's Torah, God's law. Ezra is up on a raised platform speaking so that everybody can see and hear him well. So am I a priest, and so am I reading from up on a platform, the ambo, so everybody can see and hear well. So were the readers of our readings today. At the end of the reading, Ezra blesses the Lord, makes an exclamation of praise towards the Lord, and the people raise their hands, crying out, Amen, Amen, and bowing down with their faces to the ground, out of profound praise and adoration for God. Do we see how all of that underlies what we do here in our Mass? Our readers, after each reading, say the word of the Lord, and we say, Thanks be to God. It's an acclamation of praise to God. And then when it comes to the gospel, the deacon or priest finishes with the gospel of the Lord. And everybody responds, Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We're blessing Jesus Christ after hearing about him, blessing God just as the people in Ezra's day in their liturgy. Can we see ourselves at the Mass, developed from the ancient rituals in our readings today? Everything surrounding the reading of the Torah by Ezra, everything about Jesus Christ reading a passage from Isaiah in the synagogue in our Gospel. That ancient stuff is at the root of everything we do in the Mass, woven through our Mass. In the Mass, we step into an antiquity even much deeper than the stones of the co-cathedral in Urbania, where I sat. What about the weeping of the people, the crying that occurred when they heard Ezra read from the Torah? It says the people were weeping when they heard the words from the law. Why were they doing that? And is that reflected in what we do today in the Mass? The people wept because since they had been away from the temple in exile, they now realized how much they had fallen away from practicing God's ways outlined in the Torah. Our penitential rite at the beginning of Mass is a way of acknowledging that we have fallen away from God by any sins we commit. When the priest holds up the host and says, Behold the Lamb of God, and we respond with, Lord, I am not worthy, later on in the Mass. This is a second reflection of the people in Ezra's time weeping because they realize they have fallen short. One final very powerful parallel has to be made between our Gospel and today's Mass. Jesus opens to us a messianic passage, a passage from the prophet Isaiah that everybody knows refers to the coming Messiah. The Messiah was supposed to bring people to full freedom and heal all their ills. Jesus shows that Isaiah's words point to him when he says, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. In the synagogue at Nazareth, for the first time made public, the one true Messiah of God appears. Jesus Christ is his name. He is sent from the Father in heaven to bring gladness to people who are poor in any way, especially those suffering in spirit. He is sent from the Father to proclaim liberty, freedom for people who are bound in any way, especially those bound spiritually by darkness and vice. Jesus makes this definitively clear by reading the messianic passage that points to himself, sitting down and saying, This scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. I am He. Above everything else we said so far about all the ways the ancient traditions are packed into our Mass, here is one that is most important. That one true Messiah, the anointed Son of God, Jesus Christ, sent from the Heavenly Father to proclaim gladness and true freedom for the soul, that awesome Savior, is truly in our midst. He's here in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, body, blood, soul, and divinity.